the bhajan says charan char prabhu jau kaha. Can you answer that question to your own satisfaction? Leaving the refuge of Satguru, of God, where can you go? How many people in this world can answer that in the affirmative? Which means that, O God, leaving you, where can I go? Who else is there in this world that can protect me, that can really look after my welfare, that can see that I obtain liberation from bondage? Who is it that can sustain my life? Who is that eternal being that can care for this eternal soul? Let us examine that question. Leaving your refuge, O God, where else can I go? Most people know where they have to go. They have to go to work, they have to go to party, they have to go to a dance, they have to go to cinema, they have to go visit their friend, they have to work, they have to shop talk, they have to go to the beer parlor, the pub, the wedding. People are very busy. So when you ask this question, O God, charna chara prabhu jau kaha, what does it mean really? Do people pay attention to anything like this? Oh God, where can I go? You know, people are so preoccupied with the material things in life that religion becomes only a mere play. It's a game. It's a farce. Religion is worn, as it were, figuratively on the sleeve so other body can see it. How many people have true religion? Religare, to reunite yourself with God. That is why the bhajan is asking, charna chara prabhu jau kaha. It refers to religare, to reunite with God. Oh God, leaving you, where else can I go to unite myself? There's nowhere else. Everything and everybody that you try to unite yourself with will let you down. Examine it for yourself. It's logical. It's plain to see. Attach yourself to a person, and that person will die, or you die, or that person moves away, and you lose contact. Attach yourself to some prized possession, like your home, situated in Penticton, is burnt down. Attach yourself to some treasure, a painting, a memory, a memento, and a thief takes it away. Attach yourself to an idea, and then that idea is proved wrong, as often happens in this world. Our pet ideas and theories are often proved to be wrong because we do not have absolute knowledge. We do not know absolute truth. And we are trying with our little human intellect to understand that which is beyond human understanding. We are talking about that which is infinite, which is God, which is soul, that is eternal. We have not experienced eternity. We have not experienced infinity. We have not experienced absolute power. So how are we going to talk about these things? How are we going to go to that being that possess all these qualities, powers and attributes? It is not easy. all the people in the world who are practicing religion are practicing superficial religion, religion in name only. And I'm not meaning to criticize people for what they are. I am pointing out what is fact. Once I wrote an article called One Day Religion. You practice your religion on a Sunday or whenever, and the rest of the time you have no religion. Once a month or once a year, you clean your home and you invite your guests and you cook food and feed them, and that becomes your religion. The rest of the year you don't care about anything about God, about humanity and so on. That is what you call one day religion. And yet you are living with God every day, and God is supporting you every day. Should not your religion therefore be every day, every moment of every day? God cannot be fooled. God knows what's in our heart, and intentions alone in our heart, oh God, I am religious, I want to do devotion to you, I want to be nice and charitable, kind and forgiving, but you don't express these things in your practical life, then you are making false promises to yourself and to God. What do we really need to do? It's not so much to pray and to talk and to sing bhajans and everything else. These are okay in their place. But we must live the life. You can sing all you want. If you don't live it, what will God say about you? You can praise God from morning till night. And if you continue in your materialistic way, then how can God be pleased? These are some questions we have to ask ourselves, because we spend a lot of time behind religion. After having spent all that time behind religion, either reading books, listening to sermons, doing rituals, prayers, or going on spiritual journeys, if we cannot live it day by day, then these practices are really of no use to us. It's only making a show of religion. And you can talk to your friends, oh, I did such and such in the name of God. I fed so many people, so many dishes. You cook 108 kind of dishes to please God. I mean, what is God anyway? Are we going to fool God? I think we must be a little bit serious when we come to religious practices and try to understand what is our purpose and goal in this life. Is religion or spiritual practice something you can say, well, I'll take it or leave it? Does it come down to that, either take it or leave it? You feel like going to your religious service today, you go. If you don't feel like it, you don't go. And this is what many people are doing in this world. And God is watching. And what will God say? Kabir Sahib in one of his Sakhi has said, Char chin hari bhakti ke pragat dikhai det, daya dharma adhinata par dukh ko har let. He is only listing in the Sakhi four qualities that you must develop. Daya, compassion, mercy on other beings, human beings, animals, plants, nature. Show mercy and compassion on every living thing, because God gave everything life, and you must show daya, compassion on all things. Kabir Sahib has said, Mukhra kya dekhe darpan mein, daya dharam nahi tan mein. day by day you go and look in the mirror and you think yourself either beautiful or good or whatever. But if you do not have daya, compassion in your heart, what are you looking at? Your mere physical face that really has nothing to do with your spirituality? So we must not be fooled. When we look in the mirror, we are looking at a shadow, a dream. You are not that face. You are not that body. That is earth. That's called the sthula sharir, the material part of you, which without the energizing soul from God is nothing really. That is why it's shallow. It's not a living entity and therefore not the real thing. You're looking at a dream. Kabir Sahib has said, Timir gaya ravi dekhte, kumat gayi gur gyan, sumat gayi ati lobh se, bhakti gayi abhiman. Timir means darkness, night. As soon as the sun rises in the morning, the darkness goes. Just so, when the Guru's Jnana arises in you, when you have got knowledge, then kumati, your evil and negative thinking disappears. Sumati gai ati lobhate. Sumati means good thinking, good relationship with yourself, your family, with other people. It's called sumati. But if you have greed, how can you have sumat? They cannot go together. Your mind becomes preoccupied with possessiveness, jealousy, anger, frustration. How can you have sumat? Bhakti gai abhiman. Bhakti means to be humble. If you are proud, you cannot do devotion because they are contradictory. Pride cannot have devotion with it because devotion by definition means humility, where you submit to the will of God, you submit to your spiritual teacher, your Sadguru. You cannot have vanity and pride. Therefore, if you have these, you cannot do bhakti. So, what is religion? Religion is bhakti, to do devotion to God, to do devotion to the Atma, the soul that is residing within you and in the hearts of all beings. So when we say we are religious, we must try to understand what it means to be religious. If we think that religion consists of the external things that we do, then we are betraying ourselves. Religion is in the heart. As one Swami put it, I can't recall his name, Akhilananda or somebody, religion is stamped on the hearts of man. Religion is that which is in your heart, not that which you are doing with your hand or saying with your mouth. Kabir Sahib has said, perhaps I don't know if I can find it right away, but he said, what need is there for you to take the name of God if God's love dwells in your heart? The chaste and dutiful wife, who is called Pativrata, loves her husband but does not have to call his name. The love is mutually expressed in feeling, in intuition, in just being there and seeing. Just so love for God is expressed through your heart, not the words you say with your mouth. You can call God as many times as you want, but if God is not in your heart, then calling the name of God is not of much help. It does not make you religious. So when you say your prayers, do not think that you are being religious until you also have daya, dharam, in your heart. You have prem, love in your heart. That you have feeling for God and feeling for other people, feeling for other living beings. If you don't have that, then saying your prayers does not make you religious. This is the sort of teaching the Sadguru Kabir Sahib has given to us. We must not be fooled by the externals. There are many false gurus in this world. Bhesh barabar bhesh hai, bhed barabar nahi. Taula barabar ghumasi, mola barabar nahi. There are many people who can pose as gurus, as swamis, as great teachers. They look equal according to their appearances, but bhed barabar nahi, they don't have equality in knowledge. Just so when we are religious, we cannot say that I am equal to you and you are equal to that person just because we go to church the same time and we sing the same prayers. Our hearts may be totally different. To be religious then means to have purity in the heart, have compassion, have love for all creatures that God created, have forgiveness, and then do your religious observances. It is better to live the religion rather than to show that you are living the religion. And I hope you understand that. It is better not to say a prayer, but to live the prayer. It is better not to go to church, but to have God in your heart. And there, then everywhere you go becomes your church. Didn't Sadguru Kabir Sahib say, Jaha jaha jaun soi parikarma, jo kuch karun so puja? He doesn't say you have to go to a holy place and then it becomes parikarma. He said wherever you go becomes your parikarma. Why? Because you take God with you. God is always with you. But when we practice our religious things, we forget that God is there with us. We think that God is there and we are here, which is wrong. Whenever we practice any religious activity, we must be aware, God, you are here. You are praying with me. You are giving me the power to pray. And to whom? To God. And God dwells in you. But what we do, we pray as if God is somewhere else and we are trying to find God or asking God to come in our midst. And we do this so automatically that we don't realize that the time of praying or doing puja or anything else, that God is already there with us, doing it with us. You have to try to remember that, always. God is always doing it with you, because God is in you. God is your real self. If we forget that, and we pray and practice religion and do rituals and worship as if God is somewhere else and we have to go and please God, then we are off the mark. God is very far from us. Kabir Sahib has said in his bhajan, Pani Me Meen Piyasi, he said that Dur Ke Baat Nirasi, Log Kahe, Log Dur Batawe, Dur Ke Baat Nirasi. People are saying God is far away, but when I hear that, it makes me very sad, because God is not far away. God is in you. Ghat ghat meri saiya, suni sej na koi, balihari ghat tasu ki ja ghat par ghat hoi. Suni sej na koi. There is no place, no being, no heart where God is not. And we forget that. And the majority of us worship God, pray to God, sing the glories of God, do the arati and everything else as if God is somewhere else. Kabir Sahib said, don't be fooled. Know that God is with you. When we do arati to each other or to any holy person, we are recognizing the divinity. When we say Bandagi Sahib to you, I recognize the God in you. When we say Namaskar and Namaste, we are paying obeisance to the divinity within you. We say these things automatically and then we forget the meaning. What we need most of all is to remember the things we say and the things we do have a meaning behind them. If we are always aware of the meaning, then the religious things we do with thought, word and speech and so on, then they will have meaning and they will bear fruit. But if we do them not accompanied with that feeling of devotion, that knowledge that God dwells within, God is manifesting in the hearts of all, then we are not getting close to God. And you know that to get close to God means you go within your own self. Because God is closer to you than your breath. Sab swasan ke swas mein. God is in the breath of every breath. Therefore, where do you search for God? Where do you pray to God? What rituals do you do to reach God when God is already closer to you than your breath? When you examine this kind of teaching that Sadhguru Kabir Sahib has given to us, it makes you think. It makes you analyze your own religious practices. Kabir Sahib meant to awaken people, chet karo, chet karo, Satguru ke sangat mein chet karo. Go to your Satguru, go to your spiritual teacher, let him explain to you what religion is, what God is, what spirituality is, what soul is, what Atma is, what Paramatma is. And let him show you the way. That is greater than merely going to any particular type of church and praying to God. Going to church should reinforce into your mind that you need spiritual instruction. Church can be a source of that instruction, but then you must take that instruction and practice it. Become the things that you are talking about. You're saying God is great, become great. God is forgiveness, become forgiving. God is love, become loving. God is compassionate, become compassionate. The same qualities that you give to God, you have to be yourself. And why do you have to be those qualities yourself? Because God is in you already. And when God is in you, and you don't develop those qualities, then it shows that you are not harmonizing yourself with God that dwells within you. Then you become divided. It becomes dwight, dual, me and God as separate beings. But the highest philosophy is Advait. Advait means there's no two. There's only unity. There's only God, and God projected Himself into all beings. Take away God and everything vanishes. Take away the ocean, every wave and every bubble and every other thing manifesting in the water vanish. Just as when you take away the air, the fire vanishes. Just so you take away God, there is no life, no manifestation, no universe. Then a human being. So we exist because of God. Just as the wave and the bubble exist because of the water, just as the ray of sunlight exists because of the sun, just as the rivers exist because of the ocean, just so we exist because of God, and we are not separate. Because in the beginning there was God, God was Shabd, God was Shakti, God was energy, God was consciousness and intelligence, God was everything rolled into one. And from that one being God, all things came. Not being made outside the being of God, but being part and parcels of God, just extensions or projections from the being of God. When we begin to understand ourselves in relation to God in this way, then we are getting spiritual knowledge. If we do not develop this kind of understanding, then we are not developing spiritual knowledge. And then, if we say, Charan Char Prabhu Jau Kaha, we will be baffled in trying to get an explanation. How do we understand, O God, leaving you, where else can I go? There is nowhere to go, for all things exist in God. Therefore, we cannot leave God and go anywhere else. Kabir Sahib has said that if, giving an example of the greatness of your guru who can teach you about God, if God figuratively becomes angry with you, God of course does not become angry, but Kabir Sahib is giving a teaching. If God gets angry with you, you can go to your guru. But if your guru gets angry with you, where are you going to go? Because you cannot go and meet God anywhere else. You have to go in your own self and meet God there, get your own satisfaction and contentment there. So, in today's satsang then, we must realize that God is with us, and leaving God, we cannot find support anywhere else. Whatever support we think we can get in a church, or in a religion, or in a family, in a community, or among other people, they're only temporary advantages. Sooner or later, they will desert us, depart from us, die or something. And who are we left with? Our own self. And our own true self is God Himself. If we realize that, then it will make sense, Charan Chara Prabhu Jau Kaha, where else can we go? For God is everything, God is everywhere. We dwell in God and God dwells in us. Just as the drop is in the ocean is the same as the drop. They're both water, they're both the same. Just so, the soul and God are the same. Where can we go? So let's try to keep that in mind tonight and try to practice religion from this point of view and not merely practicing one day religion here and there and in between we are non-religious. Let us be truly religious and God will be with us, God will be happy with us and we will reap that divine benefit.